eyes become large and the light that you shine can't be seen.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. New wildfires in Southern California. The Hughes Fire now burning north of Los Angeles. Kyle Argosino lives in Van Nuys.
Seeing this right now, it's just eerie. Like seeing all the houses being surrounded by the fires, like, this is crazy.
More than 50,000 people forced to flee or are under evacuation orders. Another wildfire burning near the Getty Center and forcing evacuations in Bel Air has been put out. The Gulf Coast waking up to below freezing temperatures this morning after record snow this week. Portions of Interstate 10 in Louisiana and Florida remain closed due to snow cover this morning. In a Seattle court today, the first challenge to President Trump's executive order blocking birthright citizenship protected by the 14th Amendment in the Constitution. The Trump administration seeking to interpret the amendment to argue that not all children born in the U.S. should be granted citizenship. And this hour, Hollywood reveals the Oscar nominees. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Ahlen. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says Governor Tony Evers laid out a long list of partisan demands that doesn't bring Wisconsin together. During his State of the State speech, Evers called for funding for child care, gun control, and bipartisan efforts to address immigration. All will face challenges in the Republican-controlled legislature. A Madison man entered a plea agreement for a crash that killed a retired Madison firefighter. Online court records show 40-year-old Michael Norsetter Shiner entered a no-contest plea to homicide by negligently operating a vehicle. That crash killed 77-year-old Roderick Anderson. And UW-Madison has replaced the leader of their Division of Diversity, Equity, and Educational Achievement. WIS Politics reports Dr. LeVar Charleston will no longer head the division after concerns were raised about financial operations and fiscal judgments. A release from the UW didn't specify the financial concerns. Ted Ahlen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
We are going to put a little pause on our warm-up here today. It'll be mostly sunny with a high of only 15 this afternoon, but we'll bounce back. Tonight, down to 2 below. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 21. By Saturday, it'll be partly to mostly cloudy with a high of 32. If you want the best barbecue in town, I have the secret. It's Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe, GrandpaBBQShop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Outside now, it's 4 above.
99.7.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. It is 8:03 on a sunny Thursday morning. Hey, we're going to walk like an Egyptian with the Bengals on Max FM.
like an Egyptian.
Max FM. You're okay. 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 You're okay
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM.
Buy your tickets to the Mount Horeb Country Music Fair happening on July 26th at Grundahl Park, 11 a.m. to midnight. Three stages of nonstop music showcasing many Wisconsin artists such as Dan Lapine and Bree Morgan, plus national country music artists Ashes and Arrows, Hannah Dasher, Jake Hoot, Wayland, and more. Help raise money for the Mount Horeb Community Foundation and Madison Reading Project. Strike early and get your lower price tickets now at MHCMF.com. See y'all at the fair.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM, 8:11 on Thursday morning. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank. Baking better together. Emily, I cannot wait in just under 2 hours. I get to have some more coffee.
You know, look at you. Super coffee day. Super coffee day with Dave. Why not? You guys should all of you should go see Dave. Just pack the house.
I'm looking forward to it.
It'd be so great if there was like 40 people in there. It
would be. And we'll be right in downtown Baraboo at the Roustrey Bistro and Speakeasy. Stop by. We can fill the joint up. I'm perfectly good with them. I'm going to be giving away tickets to see Lynch Mob. They'll be at the Crystal Grand on February 7th. I'm excited about that as well. Great music, great venue, and, you know, when you have a chance to go up there, there is every seat in that place is a great seat. I can definitely say that. Been there and enjoyed the shows. If you want to get tickets to that event, you can go to the Crystal Grand website, enter in the code word RadioMob25. You get a 40% discount on those tickets. That is a great deal.
Yeah, that's a great deal. And that's a good way to get yourself a discount if you miss the winnings of the tickets and the giving aways of the tickets today. Also, you're going to have Chula Vista passes to give away. I mean, this is not just like go say hey to Dave and have coffee, which is already cool enough. Like, go and get some free stuff. It's so cool. So Lynch Mob tickets at the Crystal Grand and Chula Vista tickets. I mean, it just keeps getting better. So this is the very first one. So 10 a.m. coffee with Dave. Get free stuff. I mean, why not? Get caffeinated. What was the word I just made up?
And have some great
caffeination.
Coffee.
Have some caffeination.
Caffeination. No, I love coffee. There's no two ways about it. And, you know, this is kind of interesting because, you know, we're starting to get into wedding season. And, you know, we're talking about the top wedding trends for 2025. First, there were wedding photographers, then videographers. Did you know there's a third option now, Emily?
Oh, no. I did not know.
A site called Wed Society has thousands of vendors across the U.S., to predict the top wedding trends of 2025, and wedding content creator is number one.
Oh, my goodness. So let's see. According to the press release, they capture, quote, real-time, authentic, highly engaging social media style content. And they're usually hired in addition to photographers and videographers. And they say that your parents will love paying for it. As much as I find social media sometimes to be a little much, I can see this just because if you have the photos, you want to have a photo book. I mean, I think this is one of those events that you're still going to have your pictures in print and have them in a nice book, right? You want to have that for keepsakes and to show people. But people take pictures now to put them on social media. They don't ever get printed. They are literally taken for social media. So if you have someone creating the content that's specific for socials and maybe going up in real time, that's probably really valuable to people because then they don't have to stop and be like, send all these pictures now. You know, like they don't have to do it themselves. So, and these people are going to make them look as best as they can. So
we'll take a look at those top wedding trends to look out for this year. And of course, number one was wedding content creator. We just mentioned that. Number two, small wedding parties, just a few bridesmaids and groomsmen, not 20. That makes sense.
Also, number three is film-style photography. Photos that look like they were shot with an old-school camera. That's kind of cool. I mean,
that is.
You have the best of both worlds. Brand new fancy social media content and old-school, old-timey photos.
Yeah, I
also,
mean, that's
mismatched brides. Yeah, no, I think that's cool. Why not have it all, right? Mismatched bridesmaids dresses. That's been happening for a while where it's like there's a theme kind of, either there's a color theme or there's a style theme, but they have like the bridesmaids can kind of pick out their own, you know, style for it. I think that's kind of nice.
Yeah, I I can't relate on that one. Or this one, multiple wedding dresses. Get married in the first one, then change into a more comfortable dress for the reception. You know, yeah. I mean, I can't relate to that either, but I do remember wearing a shirt and tie and having the noose around my neck, you know, so.
Oh, geez. No, this is the thing. I just said I was at a second cousin's wedding over the summertime and she had a second dress, which, you know, I think it was more comfortable for her. And so I think that that is kind of, if that's the reason, that's awesome. Also, you know, there's only, hopefully you only have one wedding. So why not have two dresses? You know, I mean, like, when do you get to have a wedding dress again? You might as well go for it. So
makes sense. And if you do, it's a perfect chance. If you do need to hit the restroom, it's a perfect time to do that instead of dealing with the whole wedding dress thing. So, yeah, it makes sense. Might as well be comfortable, too. That's the other part about it, is being comfortable.
Exactly. So you can enjoy and you don't feel like all weird the whole night of your reception. Just be like, I just want to get out of this uncomfortable outfit. You don't want it to end, right? So
no.
You just want to be able to enjoy it. So comfort is good. Number six, last dances. You might still have a first dance solo, but then a last one to close out the night. I like that. That's cool.
Mm-hmm, definitely. And this one was interesting. Experimental wedding weekends. Unique events or experiences for your guests to take part in before or after your wedding, because you think about, say, for example, you do your wedding on a Saturday. Now, all of a sudden, Sunday, it's all done. You know, you just, yeah. So I get that. And I know the other thing that we went to a wedding that was on a Thursday this year, or last yeah. year. And so
Sundays
that
too,
was interesting.
Venues are more available and venues are cheaper on Sundays. So people will, or Fridays, people will do those instead of the Saturday because it just gives you more options, you know? And I like that unique events for experiences for your guests.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not just coming for the one day. They've got some other fun things to take part in for the whole weekend or whenever it is. I think that's fun. You might as well just stretch it out, you know, and have more outfits, more events. I mean, just go for it, right? You're only hopefully going to do it once.
That's the way it's supposed to work.
Custom dance floors, like wrapping it with your initials or your wedding logo. Whoa, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, that people have logos for their wedding is crazy. Like, I know people do,
right?
You know, they'll have little kind of giveaways for the guests, right? And like a candle or like a bag of nice chocolate or something like that. And they'll have a little, their initials or something on there. But this is like way bigger, a logo. And then putting it all on your dance floor, it's wild. That's a lot.
Yeah.
Number nine, drone footage. So you might be hiring a wedding photographer, a videographer, and a content creator, and a separate drone operator. Oh my God.
I'm going to have to show this to my buddy Jordan because I'm going to ask him, hey, this is the latest and greatest thing. I'm going to message him that momentarily. And number 10, themed dress codes, like asking everyone to dress up in 1920 garb. That's kind of interesting.
That's kind of fun. You're asking a lot of your guests, though, but at the same time, it is your weddings are crazy, right? Because it is for you, but it also is for the guests. And it's also maybe for your parents or the grandma. You know, there's so many people to consider. So I think that's why I can get a little bit over the top. And maybe sometimes people are like, forget it. Let's just do a little bitty ceremony and just be done with it because it's just a lot.
Yeah, I mean, that's a lot. And then, again, you talk about the comfort level as well, right? I don't think that would be that comfortable.
Yeah, I mean, I guess to each their own. Like, I love weddings. I like parties. So, I mean, if someone is inviting me to a wedding with all that stuff going on, I'll take part for sure. But at the same time, it you know, costume parties, things where you're kind of like making assumptions of the guests and their comfort level and their ability or their pocketbook in order to do things like that. Like, that's where things
right.
get over the top, where like the guests have to go spend a bunch of money in order to go to your party where they're supposed to be. Wine and dine themselves, you know? No.
It just seems a little weird.
It seems like a little much. But, you know, again, to each their own, people should have whatever they want to do for that special day for themselves. So it's good to keep up on the trends. So if someone you know is going down that road soon, they might need to be aware of that because they might not know.
Right. They may not know. And, you know, and it's going to be a special day no matter what. And, you know, it's a fun time. That's ultimately what it comes down to. And that's really what it's all about, is that fun time and enjoying your time. I can tell you that day goes by very fast.
It does. It's a bit of a blur, I think, for everyone that's been involved in something like this. So I guess, you know, getting a lot of photos, videos, and then, like they said, the social media content creation. I mean, that's a cool way to kind of keep it going and have some really good memories to be able to reflect on. So, cool.
Yeah. And so something to think about is if you're planning your 2025 wedding, we just want to help out with that. And, you know, we hope everyone has a great wedding day when they have that. So, Emily, you're going to be back with me at 8:40. We're going to talk about calendar days.
All righty. Sounds like a plan.
Look forward to that. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank. Banking better together.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on sunrise.
Water Street Social Club, one of the area's newest eatery, features craveable appetizers, delicious pasta, pizzas, salads, smash burgers, and so much more. Enjoy your favorite cocktail while munching on a Bavarian pretzel, some delicious roasted Brussels sprouts with bourbon bacon jam, or their famous Water Street deviled eggs. Join them now and plan for next month when you can order from a special menu to share with your special someone on Valentine's Day. Dive into Water Street Social Club at 550 Water Street in Prairie du Sac today.
Imagine walking into your home or office and everything is perfectly in place, calm, organized, and stress-free. How sweet would that be? It is possible and easier than you think with Sweet Sanctuary Services. Casey, your expert organizer, doesn't just clear your clutter. She transforms your space and your energy. From removing unwanted items to using feng shui to bring balance and harmony, you'll feel lighter and more focused. Visit sweetsanctuary.biz today and make life a little sweeter.
99.7 Max FM.
I never meant to be so bad to you. One thing I said that I would never do. A look from you and I would fall from grace. And that would wipe the smile right from my face. Do you remember when we used to dance? And incidents arose from circumstance. One thing led to another, we were young. And we would scream together songs unsung. Hold no charm for you. You can't concern yourself with bigger things. You catch a pull and ride the dragon's wings.
Cause it's the heat of the moment. The heat of the moment. The heat of the moment.
Showed in your
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. 825 more music mornings with Dave and Emily Duran Duran on Max FM. And more 99.7 Max FM, 8:29 on Thursday mornings. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. Morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together. Pathway Home of South Central Wisconsin is holding the coldest night out. Are you ready to make a difference in your community while taking on a fun, meaningful challenge? Pathway Home of South Central Wisconsin invites you to participate in their second annual Coldest Night of the Year 2K or 5K Walk. This event's a wonderful opportunity to come together, raise funds, and support those experiencing homelessness and hunger, especially during the coldest time of the year. Their goal is to raise $35,000, and they need your help. This is taking place on Saturday, February 22nd at 5 p.m. at the Baraboo Civic Center. Whether you're walking solo with friends or family or colleagues or just want to donate to the cause, your involvement helps provide essential services and support for those in need. You can help by signing up to walk in the 2K or 5K. You can donate if you're not able to join them on walk day, or you can help spread the word, share their post on social media. For more information about how you can help, you can go to Pathway Home of South Central Wisconsin's Facebook page. Coming up, we're going to have a look at sports and weather on Max FM.
At SSM Health, we know it's not always easy to fit a doctor's visit into your schedule, especially for a minor illness or health issue. That's when SSM Health Express Virtual Care can help. Just complete a quick online form or jump on a video chat with an SSM health provider, and you'll receive a diagnosis and treatment plan right when you need it. That's healthcare that fits your schedule. Get started now at ssmhealth.com/virtualcare.
Stop in today to test drive and buy your next new or used vehicle at Baraboo's Don Larson Ford Superstore or Don Larson GM Superstore. Don Larson now offers two convenient locations on County Highway BD and South Boulevard in Baraboo. Not ready to buy? They service all makes and models in both of their service departments. Your next vehicle is waiting for you at Don Larson GM Superstore or Don Larson Ford Superstore, Baraboo. Shop them 24/7 at donlarson.com and donlarsonford.com.
Here's to a Wisconsin winter you will always remember. To playing outdoors in a winter wonderland. Here's to cozying up around the fire and holding someone close. And to staying downtown, where the food scene makes your heart sing. And to celebrating moments frozen in time. Here's to those who Wisconsin. Plan your winter getaway at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
Sports is brought to you by Napa Auto Parts of Baraboo.
The Green Bay Phoenix saw their losing streak reach 16 games last night, falling at home 86-77 to IU Indy. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Phoenix remained winless in Horizon League play at 0-10. Milwaukee knocked off Wright State in Horizon League play 95-79. The Bucks saw their game at New Orleans last night postponed due to the snowstorm that hit that city. Bucks return to Milwaukee to take on the Miami Heat tonight. Miami won't have Jimmy Butler for that one. In fact, he'll miss the next two games. He missed the team flight to Milwaukee yesterday, has been suspended for a continued pattern of disregard of team rules, insubordinate conduct, and conduct detrimental to the team. Ben Johnson met with reporters in Chicago yesterday as he was officially introduced as the Bears' next head coach. Meanwhile, Detroit's defensive coordinator Aaron Glenn returning to the team that selected him in the first round of the 1994 draft. He's been hired to be the next head coach of the New York Jets. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
We are going to put a little pause on our warm-up here today. It'll be mostly sunny with a high of only 15 this afternoon, but we'll bounce back. Tonight down to 2 below, tomorrow partly cloudy, 21. By Saturday, it'll be partly to mostly cloudy with a high of 32. If you want the best barbecue in town, I have the secret. It's Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe, GrandpaBBQShop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Outside now, it's 4 above.
99.7
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. 8:33 on Thursday morning. It is a beautiful sunny morning. Just looking outside the studio. See a little bit of snow on the ground, but nothing too major. And the sun is out. Great day to get out and about. Hey, join me at 10 a.m. for a coffee at the Royal Stray Bistro and Speakeasy. Here's John Mellencamp on Max FM.
Lord knows there are things we can do, baby, just me and you.
80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM.
Challenge what the future holds. Try and keep your head up to the sky. Lovers, they may cause you tears. Go ahead, release your fears. Stand up and be counted. Don't be ashamed to cry. You gotta be bad. You gotta be bold. You gotta be wiser. You gotta be hard. You gotta be tough. You gotta be stronger. You gotta be cool, you gotta be calm, you gotta stay together. All I know, love will save the day. Herald what your mother said, read the books your father read, trying to solve the puzzles in your own sweet time. Some may have more cash than you, others take a different view. As your day unfolds, challenge what the future holds. Try to keep your head up to the sky. Lovers, they may cause you tears. Go ahead, release your fears. My, oh my, eh, eh, eh. You gotta be bad, you gotta be bold, you gotta be wiser. You gotta be hard, you gotta be tough, you gotta be stronger. Together, all I know, love will save the day. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You gotta be bad, you gotta be bold, you gotta be wiser. You gotta be hard, you gotta be tough, you gotta be stronger. You gotta be cool, you gotta be calm, you gotta stay together.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music, more with Dave and Emily. And I'm going to take a moment because we did have someone text in this morning and was concerned about our wedding conversation, Emily. We're not trying to shame anybody. We're just talking about it. It is that special day. And most of the time, you know, it's a big day for a lot of people. And that's what we were really focusing on. Not trying to do anything more than that. Right, Emily?
Absolutely. We just like have our little side commentary on everything we talk about. So it's all neutral. It's all good. It is an exciting day and we get these kind of trending things through our inboxes about what people are talking about and, you know, in the world essentially, or mostly, you know, in the country in terms of things like wedding and weddings and pizza and all that kind of stuff. And then we just kind of have our running commentary. So yeah, we didn't mean anything but just kind of reporting the stuff and then having a little goof with it. So yeah, we appreciate all the wedding business. Absolutely. Whatever.
Yes, we do. And I still think the drone footage is kind of crazy. I will say that one right now. I mean, that's something. I would have never thought about drone footage. So kind of cool, actually. Yeah. Makes it me think cool. About wine. To get a drone. I've been told I'm not supposed to get one of those, so.
No, I don't think you should. No.
Whoa, man.
Just
no, you
kidding. Just kidding. No, they're cool. I mean, so I've flown a drone before, like not the nice ones, but when they first came out, that were more like toys, right? And boy, right. Like the second you hit go, the thing just goes up in the air and like gets taken by the wind. I mean, they're not super easy to control. The nice ones, you have to have like a license, and there's, you know, there's privacy things you need to be concerned right. with. You know, it's just it's a responsibility. It isn't just like throwing a paper airplane kind of thing. So
no,
but no, I'm teasing, Dave. I think you would have a ton of fun with it with your IT background. It's pretty cool. Some of the folks I used to work with in videography got drones when they first came out, and they were very excited about using them. And in real estate, drones are super awesome because you can get, you know, right? Like if you've got a home sale that's, you know, in a rural situation, or you've got some landscaping that you've done, or the construction of the house is custom, I mean, whatever, to see it from the outside and see where it sits in the world is really pretty cool. Everybody looks for houses online first before they look anywhere else. Yeah. Really. So to be able to get that footage captured from a bird's eye view, drone's eye view, is pretty neat. So yeah, you would dig it. You would dig it for sure.
Yeah, I think so. And I like fall colors and so forth with it. So we'll see. It's still an ongoing negotiation in our house, so we'll just leave it at that. So yeah. You didn't know it stepped in the middle of, did you? So we are doing coffee with Dave this morning. I had someone text in and ask where that's going to be. That is going to be at the Relish Tray Bistro and Speakeasy in downtown Baraboo. They're located on the square in downtown Baraboo. Stop by, say hi, have a cup of coffee. We're talking about anything and everything. I'm looking forward to it. I love being able to sit down with some of our listeners, talk to them, just get their thoughts about what's happening in the area is part of it, and just some of the things that are coming up as well. So it gives you and I some more things to discuss on our mornings going forward as well. So it's a great opportunity just to talk about what's going on in your world, and so that we can talk about it more on air as well. So please feel free to stop on by. It's just an open-ended conversation. Have a great cup of coffee in a great environment and just enjoying ourselves and talking about just everything that's happening or going to be happening, because there's a lot of neat things that go on in this community, and I love being part of it. And this is just another extension to being able to get out in the community, talk with people, listen to people, and see if there's concerns going on too. I've been doing some of those things as well. There's a lot of things happening, and once we get situated in our new studios, that'll make things a lot easier as well. So we'll be at the Rose Street Bistro and Speakeasy in about an hour and 15 minutes. Have coffee with Dave. That address is 106 4th Avenue. Also, we're giving away some tickets, Emily.
I know. I really like that the tickets are part of it, because it's just like a sweetener, right? And not NutraSweet.
Or cream in my coffee.
Like that. To being able to, you know, sit with Dave and have a little bit of coffee and kind of chit chat and talk about what's what and what's going on out there in the world. It's a nice opportunity. But yeah, Lynch Mob tickets at the Crystal Grand. Those are being given away. Chula Vista water park passes are being given away. So really, really nice sweeteners on top of being able to chit chat with good old Dave Grant, Super Dave from 99.7 Max FM. Ooh, ooh.
I'm looking forward to this.
It's a neat opportunity. Yeah, I think, you know, I like it. Pack the house. Let's just have a whole bunch of people in there. I'd really like
that. I would love it. Cool. And we'll make sure we take pictures too, because it's a lot of fun. And this is, I'm excited. I gotta say, I'm so excited. It has nothing to do with the fact I get to drink more coffee this morning whatsoever.
Well, I mean, you're about 10 o'clock, you're probably hitting your slump. That's 6 hours of work already.
It is. So, and before we forget, we better talk about calendar days. And, you know, these are some interesting ones on our calendar days. Not a lot of them for January 23rd. We talked about all of our celebrity birthdays. And, you know, this, I don't like this one. I'm going to just say it right now. It is snow.
I know which one you're talking about.
Are you talking? You know which one? Snowplow mailbox hockey day. That's
I'm sorry,
weird.
It's the picture. I'm like the picture.
I am too.
Ridiculous. There's like a giant, like looks like a city vehicle with a giant plow flying through the snow, just wiping out someone's mailbox. Like that's messed up.
It's yeah.
You can't make a day about that. I mean, in like a in jest, it's kind of a funny image, but like for real, no, you can't be knocking out people's mailboxes. That's messed up.
Well, and the fact is that our snowplow drivers are very much dealing with a lot of different things that are happening. Yes, occasionally a mailbox may get hit in the process, in the rural areas especially, but it's not an easy job, especially when you get large amounts of snow. This really should be Snowplow Driver Appreciation Day, in my opinion, because they're very hardworking individuals. They remove the snow off the roads when none of us want to be out there, so we can get out there and go about our day. So that one, I don't like. I had to bring it up. I had to talk about it. I don't avoid the controversial topics, I'm going to be honest with you. And that one was controversial to me.
That's okay. We get to have opinions. We get to have feelings about stuff. And I think that that's, that one's a little weird. It's Snowplow Appreciation Day and Snowplow Worker Appreciation Day. We're just going to go ahead and make new days right now.
Yes.
And I say it's mailbox day. Let's give some love to the mailboxes. Like some people deck out their mailboxes, especially in rural communities, right? Where you're like their mailboxes really are like an extension of their personality.
Yes.
They're like Packer colors, or they've got like, I don't know, cow, like somehow look like a dairy cow. I don't know. I've seen all kinds of cool stuff, you know, sports insignia, whatever. So leave the mailboxes alone. They do their job. So do the snowplows. Keep them separate. That's weird.
Okay.
Anywho, all right. So
I know which one you're going with. I've got to talk about this one. I'm going to let you segue into it. It's National King Day.
I was thinking of you because you're the king of coffee. But no, I'm thinking of my sweet little dog. White and fluffy and as kingly as possible. Although he's actually just a little baby. He's just like a little goofy puppy. But his name is King and he's white and fluffy. And he thinks that he works at the Great Day Building because he gets to come along and he greets people at the door. He comes to the events.
Sneaks upstairs, says hi to me.
Yeah. Like when we got there the other day, we went in and went cruising up the stairs as fast as could be to go find Dave. And what he didn't realize is he ran right by Dave, who was already downstairs to see him. So anyhow, we're talking about dogs all day. But yeah, that's my baby boy, little King. So National King Day. There's a picture of a gorgeous crown on this picture. We're all kings and queens. So celebrate yourself today because, you know, we're all royalty in our own minds and in our own homes. So let's just go with that. One that I liked, and you may not know this about me, but I really like rhubarb. So National Rhubarb Pie Day. I love some rhubarb pie or strawberry rhubarb because I'm not a super sweets girl. So I like things that are a little more tangy maybe and a little more savory. So I find rhubarb to be one of those things. So plus rhubarb grows wild. It's like so easy to deal with and it's free all the time. So you can do cool stuff with rhubarb. So
Then there's,
yes, it is. It's got like health benefits. I actually don't know anything about that. Isn't it a cousin to like celery?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm sure it has health benefits. So we'll just go ahead and say that it does. So go ahead and get yourself a piece of rhubarb pie if you can find that from your local baker or, you know, diner or wherever you go. While you go ahead and wear some clashing clothes because today is clashing clothes day.
It.
Forget about fashion do's and don'ts and join us as we clash into clashing clothes day. I think that's fun. I've always chose some styles that are not in the box, so I do appreciate that. So I dare you, Dave, you should wear clashing clothes to the coffee. Clashing clothes coffee with Dave.
I'm already dressed and ready to go, so unfortunately I'm not gonna have clashing clothes. So
maybe next time.
Normally I would, but unfortunately today it's not gonna happen. But it's National Pie Day in addition to National Rhubarb Pie Day. And this one I really appreciate it. International Sticky Toffee Pudding Day. Celebrate and enjoy those toffee pudding today. That sounds great. And this one's interesting. Measure Your Feet Day.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Why do we need to do that? Like, that's why we have shoe sizes.
Right? So I thought
that
one was...
You just threw that one in there.
Yeah, and you know, it's one of those things they show someone measuring their feet to make sure we're really wearing the right size shoes, and I'm going to leave that to a professional to decide. I'm not measuring my feet, but I don't like people touch my feet that much either. So there's that aspect of it.
So maybe not on that one. When you're having coffee with Dave, let's not ask him to get the feet out for measurement. Probably
no.
Not a good call.
No,
it is also
no.
National Pedro Day. So if you're out there and your name is Pedro, congratulations. You have a day all about your name. That's pretty cool. And the big one, I appreciate this one. National Handwriting Day. I appreciate this because back in the day, before everybody just typed and used touch screens to communicate, we had to write things down. And I was very proud of my handwriting. I loved writing. I loved making different letters, bubble letters, you know, filling in the letters with different, you know, shading and colors and stripes and polka dots. And then I loved writing cursive and making it look pretty. So that was a thing, you know, your handwriting mm-hmm. was really important back in the day. And I think it still is because honestly, like when I write things down now, it's real sloppy because I don't use it as much. Right. So
right.
It is a muscle that you have to exercise. And it's real weird when my kids started going to school, you know, early elementary school, that's when the switch flipped and they stopped teaching cursive. So
yep.
They wanted to learn cursive. So they started, we kind of taught them because they were interested when they were really little. But now, I mean, it doesn't like they, you know, they can kind of read it, but like if it's my cursive, my writing is like half print and half cursive. It's kind of like just a mixed bag of both. So they have a hard time reading my writing because, and I said it's sloppy, but I appreciate handwriting. Penmanship, it's a nice thing to practice.
Yes, it is. My handwriting's horrible. That is actually the reason I do IT was many years ago, my papers would get graded down because my handwriting was horrible.
Yeah.
Bought a computer, it was problematic, and it was great for getting better grades because I could actually read my reports because they were made on dot matrix printer. Yes, everyone, I did just
dot
date myself.
Matrix. You just said that.
Yes,
oh,
I
man.
Did.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. So, yeah, I don't know what the deal is. My son has questionable handwriting as well. He's had some teachers, especially with math, be like, what are you even trying to say here? And he's brilliant, but you can't read it. So, you know, it's
right.
What it is. But I do appreciate the handwriting, and I think it's a thing that people should still practice because I don't know, it's just still a way to communicate. Letters, you know,
mm-hmm.
writing notes to people, it's nice. Yeah, it's nice. So
it
yeah.
is. Well, we appreciate you being here with us, Emily. So you'll be back with us tomorrow morning, 7:10, bright and early.
Oh yeah, but it's Friday.
Ooh, yes, it is going to be Friday tomorrow. So again, stop over to the Relish Tree Bistro and Speakeasy. I'll be over there at 10 o'clock, Coffee with Dave, our inaugural event. We look forward to having everyone join us. And we are going to be giving away tickets to see Lynch Mob and overnight stays to the Chula Vista Resort Water Park passes. I looked at that wrong. I've got them right here in front of me. So, yeah, I just chuckle. So
Dave just needs another cup of coffee. So go see him at 10 a.m. this morning, 1 hour and 6 minutes at the Relish Tree Bistro, downtown Baraboo. And you can hear all the shenanigans in person.
Exactly. Looking forward to that. Looking forward to having you back tomorrow, Emily. I hope you have a great rest of your day. We will be preparing for the weekend tomorrow.
All right, everybody, happy Thursday.
The Morning Show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at Baraboo.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
It's time to think warm thoughts and buy your tickets to the Mount Horeb Country Music Fair happening on July 26th at Grundahl Park, 11 a.m. to midnight. Three stages of nonstop music showcasing many Wisconsin artists such as Dan Lapine and Bree Morgan, plus national country music artists Ashes and Arrows, Hannah Dasher, Jake Hoot, Wayland, and more. Help raise money for the Mount Horeb Community Foundation and Madison Reading Project. Strike early and get your lower price tickets now at MHCMF.com. See y'all at the fair.
Hey, it's family time at Chula Vista with the right kind of fun for everyone. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, a rejuvenating spa visit, relaxing at outdoor fire pits, Or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park and outdoors with cross-country skiing, sledding, and snowshoeing. Dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Discover Chula's Winter Wonderland. Miles of freshly groomed trails, skiing, sledding, snowshoeing. Check out bonus gift cards at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
We are young.